professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best, the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
Do you have opioid-induced constipation? MedX Healthcare Research is conducting a research study for people with constipation caused by a strong pain medication such as an opiate or narcotic. All qualified participants in the study will receive the study medication, plus all study-related care and procedures at no cost. Compensation for participation may be available. If you have constipation caused by pain medication and are interested in learning more about this study, please call 866-713-5355. That number again is 866-713-5355 or visit us online at medxhealth.net.
Walgreens makes grabbing gifts for your Valentine quick and easy with everything from Hallmark cards to Lindt Lindor truffles and even fresh flowers.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Let's see, this week I'm your 60% host. Next week I'm going to be your 100% host. Because Ian and Dan, who are here with me now, they're not really here with me. Physically, they're here, but mentally, they have already left for Mexico, haven't you guys?
Yes, I have. I just kind of packed last night. And my girlfriend's...
What? Wait a second. You packed more than 24 hours before you're leaving?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, my
you're
girlfriend...
You're doing it tonight, aren't you?
I haven't
you?
Done anything.
My girlfriend had something to do with it because she said, well, what are you packing? And then do you think there's room in your suitcase for some of my stuff?
Yeah.
Because she has a suitcase. So we were looking through. I said, yeah, I just threw some stuff in the suitcase. So we're at her house and all of a sudden it's like, what happened to all that stuff? Because I put some outfits together for you. Outfits. They're always outfits. So
I don't have any outfits.
I'm like, I don't know. This one shirt went with these shorts, and this shirt went with those shorts. I said, no, I just wear whatever. She goes, but those don't go. I said, I don't care.
I'm going to be on a beach in Mexico. Leave me alone.
I'm in Mexico.
If I remember to put on a shirt, that'll be a victory for clothing. That's
I'll be wearing, most of the time, I'll be wearing my swimsuit.
Yeah.
How many swimsuits do you have? One?
How many swimsuits do
one?
You have?
One? You're just taking one? Well, women take, they take maybe up to two suits per day.
What?
So,
heck yeah,
here.
They could.
No, hold on a second.
That's not...
Angela, your wife, is she taking more than one suit?
Yeah, she'll take two.
Two?
Why would you need two?
Oh, there are some of the women on our trip I know that take a suit for every day.
Why?
A different suit for every day. Because...
No, I've said this many, many times. I don't get fashion. As anybody who's ever seen me in person knows, fashion is not my thing. I don't know it. I don't get it. I don't understand any aspect of it whatsoever. But this one seems impractical to me.
Yes. Yeah, that's...
Particularly when you have to pay for luggage that you're taking with you, and you have a limited space for carry-ons. Why would you think...
Two a day.
I'll take...
That's
even
crazy.
One a day.
Well, she doesn't have two a day, but... But there are several suits in the bag.
Several. Wow.
Several suits, yeah. And I know a lot of women do that. They take different suits.
That's amazing to me. Mm. Well, I hope you guys have a wonderful time. Too bad you're going to miss our 60-degree weather here next week.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I can laugh about that because there's an ice storm. Well, drizzle ice. Coming down today.
It wasn't that bad driving in. The roads aren't bad. They're just kind of wet. But there are some... Man, when you get out and walk on sidewalks or something like that, watch it.
Yeah.
It is really,
really slippery.
Yeah, it is.
And today was the day that I ran out of window washer fluid.
Yeah,
I just did driving in. I'm sitting here squeezing. Oh, and it just went.
Yeah.
That was it.
That
I'm
was
like,
it.
Oh.
It got like the bottom third of the window.
Yes.
So now I'm driving like it's winter and I have ice on my window and I've only scraped out the bottom. So I'm leaning down looking
exactly.
out through the tiny window in the window.
I was doing that.
Yeah. I know I have some at home in the garage, but who checks that regularly? You know who? The people who put multiple suits in their luggage.
Yes.
They're always prepared.
Yeah.
They're always thinking of that. Me, I'm not.
Mm-mm.
I'll just deal with it whenever
Mine
it happens.
Needs to, yeah. Just hope it lasts oil change to oil change.
I went out just before the show. I walked over to the Breadco here to get some lunch, and I created a new taste sensation while I was there by accidentally dropping my tuna sandwich into my chicken noodle soup.
Really?
Oh, let me tell you, I have no idea how it tastes.
Tuna noodle chicken?
There's no way I'm going to eat that. I can tell you.
The whole sandwich fell in?
Yes.
Oh, well, it might be good.
It's not going to be good.
Did you ask for a new sandwich then?
I kind of ate the soup around it and didn't, you know, it was mushy. And
you did?
Yeah. Then I had the little baguette thing and the soda. And that was.
You couldn't scoop it back out? It was that far gone?
Well, I don't want to at that point. I don't want to know what that tastes like. To me, those...
It might be good. Chicken broth on the bread a little bit, so soften
for
it up.
For tuna fish?
Well,
oh, yeah, that might be okay.
That might be good.
Tuna tastes like chicken, doesn't
poultry
it? Everything tastes like chicken.
Poultry and fish.
You're thinking
you're
chicken
close.
Of the sea, Dan.
Oh, that's right.
It's different.
That's right.
So, no, I will not be reporting to you on how that tastes. But while I was walking back... You know what the busiest store at Westport Plaza is today?
The nut store?
The nut store, exactly.
Yeah.
There were seven men either in the store, walking in the store, or walking out of the store today because of Valentine's Day. Because at some point today, somebody said to them at the office, so did you get anything for Judy, you know, whoever their wife is?
Oh, what? Crap.
Oh, today?
Crap. Oh, she likes chocolate-covered cashews.
Yeah. They've got to have something down there. What's here at Westport? And the answer is, well, there are some restaurants.
Yes.
And the nut store.
Here, honey, I got you a gift card for the train wreck.
The best scene on Valentine's Day will be tonight in any Walgreens, Target, Walmart, in the card section.
Yes.
That's the best. 30 guys all huddled together picking out the whatever's left.
The last three cards.
The last cards. I wrote a column about Valentine's Day about 12 years ago. It is still one of the most popular things on my website because the title of it is I Hate Valentine's Day. And I shouldn't hate it because today is the day I met my wife. 31 years ago today, I met my wife. So Valentine's Day, February 14th, is not a bad day for me. It's just... The way Valentine's Day gets celebrated, because even now, after we've been together all these years, I can still remember what it was like being a single guy, being around an office with married people or people who had girlfriends or boyfriends, whatever, and all day they were about, oh, I have to get something for this person, I have to get something for that one. And it's that phrase, I have to,
right?
Uh-huh.
That really tells you that this is a day of love.
Yes,
it is.
Because nothing says love more than obligations you don't want to have to meet, but you know you better before dinner time. That's really love, isn't it?
How did you guys meet? Did you work together?
Yeah, I was working in a radio station, and she got a job there. That's how we met.
Nice.
So in that column, I also wrote about Valentine's Day in the schools, and I hadn't seen the column in a few years, and I. Pulled it up, and I thought I'd share it with you, because I think that Valentine's Day needs to come out of the schools.
I think it already has. Don't they pretty much not do it anymore?
I don't know. I don't know, because we used to have Valentine's parties, and you would make a little. Remember, you'd make a little Valentine's box and everything, and then you would get your. Those little
and then
cards.
For a while they said, well, you have to bring one for everybody.
Well, that's what here's what I wrote about, okay? I said, to prepare for Valentine's Day, the kids, and I guess my daughter was, this is 12 years ago, she was 8, so what are you, third grade when you're 8? Okay, so she was in third grade. I said, to prepare for it, the kids are instructed to give Valentine's cards to everyone in the class so no one feels left out. The idea is to avoid the kind of ego-crushing moments that were standard issue when I was a kid, when the popular kids got 2 dozen cards, and the dweeby dorks like me got a total of 3, all from other dweeby dorks. And this all took place right in the classroom, maximizing the embarrassment potential. But they don't do it that way anymore. Instead, they hand out a list of names of everyone in the class, and then mom or dad goes to the store and buys a package of rectangular pre-processed Valentine's cards, and then your child writes their name and the name of one of the other kids in the class on each one of those, and then they take them to school and they drop them in the boxes that each student has prepared and decorated. Now, the school can't legally require your kid to do that, so they always tell the kids, well, only do this if you want to. As if your kid would want to be the one kid who doesn't do this when they're all doing that. The cards are not personal at all. The only effort that went into it is the kid was forced to sign it.
It's usually a Woody card from Toy Story or Buzz Lightyear or something like that.
I choose you.
Yeah. Wait a minute, that's good. I'm going to call the Hallmark people. I noted that in 2002, my daughter got one with Britney Spears on it, another one with NSYNC on it, another one with the Powerpuff Girls on it, another one with the Crocodile Hunter, another one with 102 Dalmatians, and another one with Monsters, Inc. Oh, those are really personal messages. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She also got to the point where after about six or seven of them, it turned into homework. You know, she's not expressing any admiration or even, forget about love, or even like for anybody. It's like, do I have to do all of these? It's 20, 25 kids in the class. They don't like doing that. And so it's a matter of complete insincerity. Now, I know that children should be taught tolerance and inclusion. That's a good thing for kids to be taught. But if Kid A taunts Kid B on the bus every day, that it's hypocrisy to make Kid B give Kid A a Be My Valentine card just because they're in the same class. Ridiculous. And here's the other thing. I don't like schools, if they're still doing this, being used as the post office of love.
No.
Where you have to give a card to everybody. Because you don't like everybody in the class. And you certainly don't like them equally. But here you are faking it. That's a terrible thing. You would never do that in real life. Send everybody you work with the same card?
No.
So if you want to do that, I would suggest that we just drop this from schools completely, and not because of the religious people who say, well, you know, we shouldn't be having St. Valentine's Day in school. Have you ever heard anybody say to each other, Happy St. Valentine's Day?
No.
Nobody thinks it. It's like Halloween. These are not religious holidays. But if you wanted to have that sort of thing, have everybody just fill out their cards, and then mail them to the three or four kids that they're really friends with, and then hope that those kids send one back, because that's the worst.
Oh,
The repercussion. I sent one to Jamie, and she didn't send one to me.
Yeah.
By the way, that was me, not my daughter.
Oh.
Hated Jamie after that. I read today that $3.5 billion will be spent by Americans on dinner tonight. It is the biggest dining out day of the year.
I bet.
Which is why I will not be in a restaurant under any circumstances tonight.
And White Castle does it up, and people go crazy making reservations to go to White Castle.
A friend of mine tried to make a reservation 3 weeks ago. Nope, sold out. I think he had to do it in January.
It's nice we have our trip tomorrow. I go, we don't need to go out tonight. We'll just go do something nice next week.
We'll have the buffet tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Right. Let's see what else is on my desktop here. Oh, I heard you guys with Frank yesterday talking about Skype and FaceTime.
Yes.
And this has become a big part of my life because a couple of weeks ago, my daughter went to study in Buenos Aires, Argentina, the study abroad program from her college. And so she's spending the semester in Argentina. And before she went, you know, we were like, well, how are we going to stay in touch? Well, we all have iPhones. And as you pointed out yesterday, the iPhone has the FaceTime technology built into it. And so we can communicate with her, not just audio, but video for free.
For free?
For free.
That's awesome.
Fantastic. She can actually do it on her. She has a Macintosh computer, an iMac, or I guess it's a MacBook. She's got a laptop. She can do it on there while we're using FaceTime, and it's fantastic. I mean, when she just calls me, because you could do both video and audio or just audio, and there are times where I'm, like, driving in my car, and she can call me from Argentina. I can answer to my car, and the audio quality is better than a regular phone call from, you know, Baldwin to Manchester. It's unbelievable, the quality of that. So after my wife and I did this with her a couple of times, I started thinking back to, it wasn't that long ago where the whole notion of a long-distance call was a big deal. I mean, nowadays, long-distance is built into most plans. If you've got a smartphone, you don't ever think, well, I can't call so-and-so in Denver now,
no,
because that's long-distance. As far as the phone knows, every phone number is a 10-digit number, and you call it, and doesn't know matter where it is. Could be in Florissant, could be in Spokane, could be anywhere. And it connects and doesn't cost you anything extra on most plans. It's really, you know, the minutes, or maybe you have an unlimited plan or whatever it is. But I can remember even further back than that, when I was a kid, I'm going to go into old man mode here. When I was a kid, and Dan, you may remember this too.
I do. We're the same age.
There were three different times of the day that determined how expensive your phone call was.
Yes.
I mean, if you were calling just around your neighborhood, then okay. If you lived in Arnold and you were calling other people in Arnold, well, that was just regular phone calls. That didn't cost anything above your regular monthly bill. But if you wanted to call somebody in like Springfield, Illinois, or anywhere else in the country, and the further away it was, the more it would cost.
Well, we had a weird deal, too, here with St. Louis and St. Charles. For a while, it was still long distance.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who do you have to dial the one for?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which was stupid. I remember that. But the way it worked was from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., the regular business day, was the most expensive time because that's when most people would be using the phone, businesses, et cetera.
Yeah.
So that was that. And then there was, maybe it was 5 to 11 or something, or maybe it was 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and then it was 7 to 11 was the next most expensive of the three, like middle, so you could call in the evening. And that was still fairly expensive because that's when families would call each other in the evenings or whatever. And then 11 p.m. to 8 a.m., that was the cheapest. And that cheapest rate also applied on Sundays.
Yes.
So on Sunday, if you were ever out of town, or like if your kid went to college, it would always be, okay, don't call us during the week because it was too expensive. It would cost, you know, you could spend $20 on a 5-minute call.
Wait till Sunday at midnight and call us.
No, you didn't have to do it at midnight because
all day Sunday
was the cheapest rate, like 11 p.m. to 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. during the week. And so you would instruct them to call you. But, of course, the kid who might be away at college, they didn't have any money. And they may not have even had a phone. They would have to go to a pay phone and call you.
Will you accept charges?
Are you do the deal where you would call and just let it ring once and then hang up and then they go, oh, that's them.
And then you'd have a friend over and they wouldn't know the plan and they'd answer, hello? No! Don't answer the phone!
You messed it all up!
Yeah! Or you would do the person-to-person collect call. Hi, yes, this is... A person-to-person call from Tom Johnson to
Bob.
Bill Groucho Marx.
Yeah.
Or whoever it was. And they would answer, do you accept the charges? Because an operator would be involved. Mm-hmm. What's the last time you used an operator to make a phone call? You had to dial O first, and then the phone number, and then an operator would come on, yes, can I help you? And if you were at a pay phone, you had to put in extra coins. But if it was like on somebody's home phone, you'd still call the operator, they would connect, and then they'd say, I have a person-to-person collect call from so-and-so, will you accept the charges? And then you'd say, no, he's not here, or we don't accept the charges, or whatever it was. And then you'd call them back, and so it would be on the parent's dime to call back. But it was only on those days. Well, how different is it today that now my daughter, who's on a different continent, 5,000 miles away, can pick up the phone in the home where she's staying? She's at a homestay with this Argentinian family. They have Wi-Fi in their house. So she can use her iPhone to call me, and I can be driving down 141, and the phone rings, and it's her, and it costs us nothing.
That's pretty cool. That's awesome.
That is unbelievable technology.
And cell phones were like that, too, though. Remember cell phones, the packages, you would go from like 6 a.m. to...
Oh, peak and off-peak.
Oh, yes. Peak and off-peak. And then and you could pay extra to get it to start at 7.
Yeah,
your off-peak to start at 7 p.m. Otherwise, it was 9.
Yeah, or 9. Yeah, that's right. And if you blew it by 1 minute...
Oh,
you call them up and go, no, I didn't call it. I called it a 5 after. No, sir, we have the bill right here, 7:59.
That entire call went against those minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take a break. We'll come back and take some of your phone calls, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. And on your cell phone, where it's probably a free call, *KTRS.
Meet me.
All right, traffic was already starting to get busy when I was driving in. Here's Tim Whalen to fill you in. Tim?
Yeah, it's a mess out there. You know what? I can remember when I was a real little kid and my mom and dad, or my dad would call up to Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like the Andy Griffith Show. You'd go, can I have so-and-so? And they'd get on the phone. Hello? Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah. Like everybody'd yell when it was long distance, too.
I know. It was great.
Yeah, I can remember as a kid having to say to my mom, Mom, the phone will amplify your voice. You don't have to shout to our relatives in California.
That was hilarious. And the times, you're right. Boy, you call after 7 o'clock or after 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Deepest, I think.
Yeah, or if you ever called your parents when it wasn't a Sunday afternoon or really late at night, like you'd call them at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, what's wrong?
Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
Yeah. What are you doing? Did you forget? No, Mom, I just wanted to check. Do you know how expensive this call is? And the call would actually be 3 times longer than it needed to be because they were reminding you of how expensive the call was.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, it was.
What's wrong? Nothing's wrong, Mom.
Yeah, now if they call at 1 or 2 in the morning, what's wrong?
That's always bad news.
Yeah.
The phone rings after midnight, that's not good. All right, go ahead, Tim.
All right, yeah, it's really a mess out there. We've got several accidents. The latest one just came over is northbound 141 south of Big Bend. I've been looking at the camera here on northbound 270 at St. Charles Rock Road. It looks like they have the two left lanes that are shut down. On eastbound 70 after Highway 40, you've got two left lanes blocked, and traffic is backing up almost back to Forest Dell now. On westbound 70, the on-ramp, they've just reopened that at 170 due to a crash. An accident has the left lane blocked on Highway 40 eastbound at Prospect. We've got another one southbound 141 at Gregory, and another one just came over westbound 70 at Zumbel. Tell you what, you really have to watch it over some of these overpasses and the bridges over the rivers, because those things, even though they treated them earlier, the rain kind of washed it away, and things are really slick at this time, as well as keep your defrosters on because the windshields are freezing up on this with this drizzle. This traffic report is brought to you by TaxAct.com. TaxAct.com, where your federal taxes are free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. TaxAct.com, you got this. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Severe weather can happen at any time. At any time. Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. The KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings. We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it. This summer, travel with YMT Vacations and other Big 550 KTRS listeners to Alaska, nature's largest stage, with soaring mountains, icy fjords, and abundant wildlife. Holland America and YMT have put together a special tour departing August 7th. Just listen to this. 12 days, including the historic 7-day Inside Passage cruise from only $3,078, including taxes and airfare from St. Louis. Plus, for a limited time, save up to $200 for a balcony. You'll fly to Anchorage, then travel the Parks Highway to Talkeetna. See the Iditarod Sled Dog headquarters near Wasilla and enjoy the vistas of Mount McKinley. In Seward, you'll board the MS Oosterdam and cruise Alaska's thousand-mile corridor to spectacular Glacier Bay, Juneau, Haines, and Ketchikan. Alaska at its best. Call 1-888-817-8360. Experience nature's largest stage this summer. 1-888-817-8360.
These days, going to the dentist can be practically painless.
Gee, that didn't hurt a bit.
Until they hand you the bill.
Ow!
Because if you don't have dental insurance, you could be spending a lot of money. Even just a simple cleaning can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. But now you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. Real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. 1-800-700-0316. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. This is the pain-free way to get coverage for less than a dollar a day. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-700-0316. 1-800-700-0316.
Do you suffer with numbness, tingling, and burning sensations in your hands or feet? You could have peripheral neuropathy. Hi, I'm Dr. Ryan Lewis, D.C., president of Missouri Pain Treatment Center.
A lot of people with neuropathy have been told that their nerves can't really heal. Can nerves heal?
Absolutely. It's called neuroplasticity. Nerves, like all of the tissues in your body, have the ability to heal.
And how do you heal them?
In our office, we use an exclusive program that I've developed that's non-invasive called the Nerve Fit. After a thorough evaluation, we use a combination of therapies that's customized to the patient's needs. We've had patients that don't need their cane anymore or don't need their walker. So it's definitely possible to improve nerve function. Again, it's a process called neuroplasticity. Don't give in to neuropathy. Battle it and win. Call me right now and schedule a free consultation. 855-FIX-FEET. 855-FIX-FEET. That's 855-349-3338.
We all know life's hard. We've got a million things on our to-do list. Got to drive the kids to school, take care of your parents, go shopping. Life's hard.
But retirement's easy. Hi, this is Greg Gonzalez and Steve Light with the Retire Worry Free Show. Retirement's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
1. Listen to the Retire Worry Free Show, heard every Saturday at 2 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS. 2. Call Steve and Greg for an appointment at 636-530-9977. And 3. Relax, kick back, and enjoy your retirement. You deserve to retire worry-free.
How did four blue-collar kids become one of the greatest success stories in pop music history? Find out at Jersey Boys. It's Broadway's Tony Award-winning best musical about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Experience the true story musical phenomenon that takes you behind the scenes and behind the music.
Oh, what a night.
Coming to the Fox in the U.S. Bank Broadway series for 2 weeks only, beginning February 19th. Get your tickets at MetroTix.com.
Do you know what that sound is? That's your new digital marketing department. And that'll be your new web designer. And that's Haibu, where these experts are joined by many more, from web designers to search marketing specialists, who work hard to get your business noticed online and on mobile. Best of all, Haibu can do it all for you, or give you the tools to do it yourself. To find out more, go to Haibu.com. That's HIBU.com. Or call 877-938-HIBU. Oh, that'll be your next new customer. Haibu, made for business.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, Terry Hall here. This Sunday on This Week in Real Estate, we're going to discuss the new interest rates, how to refinance your home the cheapest way possible. You'll be surprised at what you learn. What is real estate pricing doing these days? The cost of selling your home, how to market it correctly, and of course, your calls, comments, and a lot more. That's This Week in Real Estate, Sundays from 1 to 3 p.m. It's the most listened to real estate program in St. Louis. Tune in and you'll find out why. Join me, Terry Hall, for This Week in Real Estate this Sunday from 1 to 3 right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Just Love Unlimited Orchestra.
Very good. Led by Barry White.
Oh, man. The Walrus of Love.
It's love, Steve. I always have to say that like that guy used to when he was talking about the love boat.
Yeah.
Ernie Anderson, ABC announcer. Now, I know that, but I don't know my brother's phone number.
Wow.
I always loved it when he would go from, he'd be announcing some show that was really, really serious. That's a 2020 investigation into child pornography. Then it's the love boat! He would change into his comedy voice. Barney Miller. Then an in-depth investigation. It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris, Ian, Dan. Later on, Bill Cleveland will be here. Joe Hipperson's got some movies to review. And we'll have the Harris Challenge and Knuckleheads in the News, all that ahead. You're welcome to be a part of the show, of course, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones, *KTRS. We do not accept person-to-person collect calls because we're pretty sure they don't exist anymore. David, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hey, gang. Great big old AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, I, too, met my wife on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
No.
I lived at her in Cape Girardeau.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going, I grew up in Louisville, and she was a traveling nurse. And you're familiar with Denny's Restaurant, correct?
Denny's Restaurant?
Denny's, yeah.
Yeah.
I believe Denny's, they only have a couple of locations, but I've heard of them.
246
this
menu.
Is the only Denny's Restaurant east of the Mississippi that had a back full bar.
Wow.
And so, and it was a Saturday afternoon, and I just gotten off work, and I almost decided not to go out.
But then you figured, I'm going to go to Denny's and get grand slammed.
Yeah.
That's right. And then look what happened.
Was she working at the bar? Or is that, or?
No, no, no. She was a traveling nurse. She just gotten into town.
Uh-huh.
And so, and Denny's was her comfort place.
Yeah.
She knew of Denny's, so it made her feel good to know that there was a Denny's right around the corner where her apartment was.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So how many years ago was that, Dave?
1987.
You're going to make me do the math? That's 27 years ago.
That is correct. We got married in 1988.
Very nice. Well, so, happy Valentine's Day and happy anniversary to you.
Well, when you said that, I thought, well, we're in good company here.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Paul.
Here's Bill on the Big 550. Hi, Bill.
Hey, I am in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. When I was a kid, and that was about 50 plus years ago, 55 maybe, my uncle worked for Wabash Railroad, and we would get together, my mom's side of the family, which would be 1, 2, 3, 4 different families all in, you know, somebody's house.
Yep.
And our grandmother lived in Chicago. Well, naturally, we couldn't afford to call Chicago in the middle of the day.
Right.
So my uncle would get on the phone, and he would call the Wabash train station at, like, I don't know, you know, Del Mar Boulevard and wherever that was.
Mm-hmm.
He'd say, hi, this is me. Put me through to downtown. They'd put him through to downtown. He'd say, hi, put me through to East St. Louis. Put me through to Springfield. Put me through to... And eventually, we would be all the way to Chicago talking to Grandma. And in the meantime, all the kids had to get in a line because we could only talk to Grandma for about 15 or 20 seconds.
Yeah.
But it didn't cost anybody a nickel because my uncle used the Wabash Railroad to, I don't know what you want to call that, like a chain, you know,
yeah,
a chain of telephones.
I believe those were called, I believe those were called tie lines.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we had a good time, and we would do that about once a year. And then finally she got over the fact that she wasn't afraid of flying, and she started to come to St. Louis.
Very nice.
Yeah. All right. Take care.
Thanks for calling. While he was telling that story about a whole bunch of people getting together, I remembered a story my mom told me about my grandfather. Now, this is a lot of years ago. But when my mom was very little, they lived in an apartment building that had 3 or 4 apartments on each floor, and was in like an 8-story building. So there are 20 or 25 families living in this building. And there was a time when having your own phone was almost unheard of. But my grandfather was an insurance agent. So he had to have a phone because he'd have to check up on policies and handle claims and root out new business and all that sort of stuff. So they had to have a phone in their apartment. But he said to my grandmother, I'm not just going to get a regular phone here because you know that every one of the other people in this building is going to be coming knocking on the door. Can we use your phone? Can right. we use your phone? And in those days, every phone call cost money. Even if you were just calling across town, every phone call had a charge to it. So he put a pay phone in their house. And he kept a bunch of what I'm sure at that time was either nickels or dimes, probably nickels in those days. We're talking a long time ago. He kept them in a locked cabinet that only he had the key to. Because he knew that if he was away during the day and one of the neighbors came over, oh, I have to call so-and-so, I have to use your phone, that his wife, my grandmother, would give her the nickels that she needed to make that phone call. So he was the only one who would do that. But he told the other people in the building, look, if you need to make a phone call, bring your nickels, and you can use our phone if we're home. But he would not get a regular phone. And I always thought to myself, I wonder if he was making a little bit on that. I don't know how the payphone business worked, but I probably went all to the payphone vendor or whoever.
Right,
the
phone,
in those days, it was the phone company. It was probably AT&T. Because in those days, I don't think there was more than one phone company. It's not like...
Southwestern Bell, wasn't it? Yeah, it was Southwestern Bell then.
Probably, right. Or maybe it was even before that, before they broke up, when it was still the big mama, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Mama Bell.
Ma Bell.
Yeah. Ma Bell, not Mama Bell. You're right. You're exactly right. So that reminded me of that. Thanks for the call. Scott, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hey, I'm in the theater.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. There's the name of a movie I know you would know it because you interviewed one of, or the leading role in it. And if I mention the name of the person who it's either based on or consulted with, Don LaFontaine. But it's a movie about a guy who does voiceover work and his daughter wants to go into the same business.
Yeah, the movie's called In a World.
In a World. No, I can't do that.
In a World. In a World. Here's Don doing it himself.
In a world.
That's it.
That's perfect. Oh, thank you so much. And I'll take, have you been paying attention?
No.
You gotta wait an hour and a half before we play the Harris Challenge, Scott.
All right, Paul. Thanks a lot.
Talk to you later. Here's Dan on the Big 550. Hello.
Hey, everybody. I'm AM and a PM, as always.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hey, I'm just calling to let you know, what about the dirt nap theory? It is in full force, three in a row in 3 days. John Waltz died yesterday.
Yeah. That's right. Ralph Waite.
Yeah. He was, I tell you what, when I was a little kid, me and the family would sit around on Sundays when the show would be on, and we'd be watching the Waltz. Next thing I know, I'd be looking over on the couch, and my dad would be just crying his eyes out from watching the Waltz.
You know, every time it gets up to being two people in their 90s dead, you know that Eli Wallach has probably got to be going, uh-oh. Because he's like 98 or 99 years old.
Abe Vigoda
is 93. They're definitely up there.
Oh, yeah.
They're definitely looking around going, uh-oh, if the rule of threes is right.
I'm next.
I'm not getting out of this chair.
I don't know what Abe's thinking, but he's got to be thinking, I'm right there.
I'm glad you called, Dan. Thanks.
Have a good weekend and have a safe trip, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Oh, he meant you.
No, yeah.
Rich, he didn't mean me going home safely after the show in the ice. He meant you guys going.
I'm sure he did.
To Mexico. Too. By the way, what part of Mexico are you going to?
Cabo San Lucas.
Mm. I'm not jealous of
Cabo Wabo. We'll be visiting Cabo Wabo sometime this week.
Say hi to Sammy for me.
We will.
Rich, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hello, I'm AM and the PM.
That's a good way to be.
Well, talking about these phone calls, even just as recently as the early and middle 90s, when I was an over-the-road truck driver hauling produce in California and going up into Jersey and Pennsylvania, I had to have an 800 number at the house to call home because cell phones weren't very prevalent back then. They were still ungodly expensive. And even if you could afford the cell phone, you could not afford the roaming charges that would go along with it.
That's right. So you had a home 800 number of your own.
Right. Had 800 number. If I remember correctly, you had to put in like a 4-digit PIN number for it to complete the call so that you wouldn't be getting calls from people that you didn't want because as everybody knows an 800 number, you're paying for the call.
Right.
And that was actually cheaper than doing the prepaid phone card or any other option that was available at the time.
I remember when those were available. There was 800 call ATT, and Colin Jeffrey, our news guy, just reminded me about 1-800 call collect.
1-800 collect.
Oh, it was just 1-800-COLLECT? Yeah. Call Collect, right. Yeah. And they ran commercials, and I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to play this commercial that they ran, which Colin reminded me of. I had completely forgotten about this, to sell their own products.
Operator, I'd like to make a collect call, please. First name, Bob. Last name is... We Auto Baby Pizza Boy.
Hello?
Collect call for Mr. Bob. We Auto Baby Pizza Boy.
Sorry, wrong number.
Who's that here?
Bob. They had a baby. It's a boy.
Now, that's pretty clever, but, yeah. But as Colin points out, that company was about making collect calls.
Yeah.
And here they were showing you how to get around.
Facilitating, yeah.
Getting around, having to pay for collect calls. Are there still, I know there are still 800 numbers. We have an 888 number here. And on America Weekend, my other show, we have an 855 number.
Yeah.
But are there still 900 numbers?
I think there are.
Or like those late night commercials.
Yes,
I think you still see them in the back of pages of the RFT or you know those.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Or those call us now.
Yeah, those late night commercials where 976 love. Mm-hmm. We're waiting for your call. The fact that we recorded this commercial 3 months ago and we had to return the lingerie that we are not we're not even the people who answer the phone will not look anything like us.
No.
If you're really going to call this number, think of a middle-aged woman in curlers and a muumuu, because that's who's taking your call when you call 976. Are those still around?
I would think so.
In a day and age where porn is freely available on the internet?
Doesn't matter. You get to talk to a live person.
They're still porn companies. I can't figure that out, that are selling DVDs.
Well, somebody's got to make the porn that's free on the internet.
I guess, but I don't know who's paying for it.
Although that's not true. I'm sure that there are plenty of amateur, there are enough amateur sites.
Sure.
I'm not a porn
aficionado.
People
upload their own videos.
Yeah, but I'm not a porn aficionado, but I'm sure that there are people who want to see professionals who know what they're doing rather than.
I know what they're doing. Huh.
Dan's got a great roaming story from one of our trips several years ago.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I called, I had AT&T at the time, and I called and asked them about Jamaica. Mm-hmm. And I said, how does this work with going to Jamaica? And the lady says, and they even went back and listened to the recording. She says, it's just like making a local call. We have a tower in Ocho Rios. We were not that far from Ocho Rios. And I said, it's not going to be anything extra. She goes, no, it'll be just like making a local call. You can just call and everything's fine. It'll be connected. And sure enough, we get there. I called and it's like, hey, everything's working fine. It's like, I called.
We got four bars on my phone.
Yeah. Once everybody found out, Dan's got a phone that works. So
my phone was pretty much the only one that worked. And I said, oh, here, use it.
Oh,
everybody's using my phone.
How much was the bill?
A little over $600. I get back and I get this bill and I'm like, whoa, time out. And so I call them and I talk to them and I said, no one ever told me that there was, there's international charges and all this other stuff. I said, I was never explained international charges. This lady told me we have a tower in Ocho Rios and it's just like calling here.
Yeah.
So I had to get a manager involved, an upper level manager involved, and then they had to pull the recording and listen to the recording. And this took probably 2 or 3 weeks worth of all this stuff. Wow. And they finally got back with me.
So when they say this call may be recorded for quality purposes, it's really so we can go back and see if our employees screwed up and lied to you about how much your phone calls are going to cost.
Yeah.
And then they still made you pay some of it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that was because in Jamaica, he was calling 976 love.
That's right.
Should not have been doing that.
Yeah, but they still knocked, and we talked about how much would you be willing to pay? I said, well, none.
I love that question. But, what would I be willing to pay? Yeah. I think you should send me a check for $100.
So then we did work out a deal where I ended up paying like $200 of the $600.
Why
that
much?
I don't remember. I don't remember why. It's because my wife at the time was also in management at AT&T.
Uh-huh. I'm surprised that that all worked out. You got screwed.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's shocking.
That's wild that someone that from AT&T worked there and they got screwed. Wow. That's weird.
357. No, I mean, you got, well.
Well, right, and we got, yeah, I don't know. It's a mess.
357 at the Big 550. Meep, meep.
Speaking of getting screwed, you might be getting screwed if you're out driving on the highway right now. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
You got a new accident now westbound 44 before Shrewsbury that has the left lane blocked. You've got another crash on westbound 94 past Seedentop Road. Two left lanes are blocked there in St. Charles. Another accident on northbound 270 at St. Charles Rock Road. Still, the two left lanes are shut down there. Now, eastbound 70 past Highway 40, that accident's been cleared. So through Wentzville, things are starting to thin out. And on northbound 170, you're pretty jammed up between Highway 70 up through 270. Southbound 270, it's going to be a slow go from Page all the way down through Highway 55. Not one long, solid jam, but it's really heavy and people are running really slow. Eastbound 40 downtown, slowing Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. And again, be aware that the bridge approaches and or the bridges and the overpasses do have some ice on them, so drive carefully. And this traffic report is brought to you by AutoTrader.com. Find a great deal on a brand new car at AutoTrader.com. Compare prices and special offers on new cars from local dealers. AutoTrader.com, the ultimate new car marketplace. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 celebrates unsung Black American heroes. People you may not have heard of who helped make our way of life possible.
Hi, I'm Kelly Jackson. One of the most important Revolutionary War spies was a slave by the name of James Armistead. He was born in 1748 in Virginia and was given permission by his master to join the Revolution. The Marquis de Lafayette needed reliable information about British movements, and James Armistead volunteered to pose as a runaway slave. He delivered information that British fleet was moving 10,000 men to Yorktown to a much relieved George Washington, making it possible for the Patriots to cripple the British forces, which led to their surrender. Lafayette granted James his freedom in 1787.
Stay tuned during February as we celebrate Black History Month on the Big 550 KTRS.
Giving chocolates for Valentine's Day is a given, but what kind? Russell Stover is America's favorite heart box. Give her what she's hoping to get. Give her Russell Stover.
The Big 550.
KTRS, St. Louis.
From ABC News.